Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Vox writer and video host Carlos Maza has complained in public and to YouTube that YouTube creator Steven Crowder makes videos with derogatory and mocking remarks about Maza's sexuality and ethnicity every time Maza posts a video on Vox. Maza calls the videos harassment, while Crowder says he's joking, calling them friendly ribbing. YouTube's harassment and cyberbullying policy guidelines state content or behavior intended to maliciously harass, threaten, or bully others is not allowed on YouTube. YouTube says it reviewed Crowder's videos, and while it found, quote, language that was clearly hurtful, the videos as posted don't violate our policies. YouTube added, quote, opinions can be deeply offensive, but if they don't violate our policies, they'll remain on our site. YouTube also clarified, quote again, even if a video remains on our site, it doesn't mean we endorse/support that viewpoint. In response, Maza says YouTube, quote, has decided that targeted racist and homophobic harassment does not violate its policies against hate speech or harassment. Skype officially launched screen sharing for Android and iOS. The feature has been in beta for more than a month. The option is now in the menu in the bottom right corner of the screen while in a video call. Other beta features like tap to make call controls disappear are also coming out of beta. Google has officially appealed the 1.49 billion euro fine handed out by the European Commission over its AdSense contracts between 2006 and 2016. The European Commission said it planned to defend its fine in General Court of the European Union in Brussels. Bloomberg reports the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is suing messaging app Kik over the $100 million it raised through the initial coin offering of a token called KIN. The SEC says Kik should have registered the KIN token as a security. KIN recently launched a crowdfunding site called defendcrypto.org to defend against SEC crackdowns on ICOs. China has published a data security management measures law for public comment, which includes restrictions on user tracking. Article 23 of the draft, companies that are using user data and algorithms to deliver news information or commercial advertisements shall conspicuously label them with the words targeted and provide users with functionality to stop receiving information from targeted delivery. TechCrunch notes this could significantly affect Chinese companies using advanced programmatic ads like news app Jinri Taoqiao and ByteDance's TikTok. Baidu, Tencent, and Alibaba have also recently introduced personalized feeds with advanced programmatic ads. The public comment period for the proposed regulation ends June 28th. Mark Liu, chairman of Taiwanese chipmaker TSMC, said Wednesday that the restrictions on U.S. companies supplying products to Huawei will have a short-term impact on TSMC, though its 2019 profit outlook remains unchanged. While TSMC said its shipments to Huawei have not been affected, Liu told reporters, when there's no Android system in a smartphone, many people might have doubts on whether the market will accept it. Microsoft and Oracle will create high-speed links between their data centers in order to make cloud services from the two companies work better together. The companies will also support login to services from either company with a single username and the ability to get tech support from either company. Microsoft has similar deals with SAP and Adobe. The move is seen as a way for Microsoft and Oracle to compete better with AWS. Finally, during a U.S. congressional hearing on facial recognition, a representative from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, testified that the FBI has access to about 640 million photographs. The number combines photos in driver's license databases from 21 states, passport photos, and the interstate photo system of mugshots, among a few others. Deputy Assistant Director at the FBI Kimberly Del Greco told Congress that facial recognition is used only when there is an active FBI investigation or an assessment which precedes a formal investigation. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.